Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And if you're just joining us, our focus is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques and natural ways to keep us all healthy.
Well, as our regular listeners know, Judy and I believe that being connected to nature is an essential part of natural health, and that trees are a very powerful part of that connection.
That's right. Well, Sacramento, of course, has always been known as the city of trees. So last week, we spent some time reviewing an MIT study confirming that Sacramento's tree canopy is number one in the U.S. and number three in the world. So behind all only, I think it's only behind Vancouver and Singapore, and far ahead of Paris, which is frequently mentioned in this regard.
They have a much inflated image in with regard to this, so we have that. We set that straight. Anyhow, trees obviously have a big impact on the environment, but also on human health, which I find really, really fascinating. So today we're going to take an in-depth look at the multiple benefits of an urban forest like the one we have here in many parts of Sacramento, and what that means for the natural health we talk about here on Healing Quest.
With us in studio today is Matt Van Donsel from the Sacramento Tree Foundation. Matt, welcome to Healing Quest.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's just start with a bit of background on the Sacramento Tree Foundation. Until we were doing some research, we didn't know you existed.
We're a nonprofit. We've actually been around since 1982. Wow. We're a community benefit nonprofit here in Sacramento and throughout the region, really. And what we try and do is we try and help residents grow a healthier communities and healthier neighborhoods through tree planting and care, thus making a healthier Sacramento region.
So is the foundation just focused on the city or the county or the region in general?
The region. We have a 6 to 7 county kind of spread. A lot of the activity we do is in Sacramento County specific, but we do planting in Yuba County. We have a project that's going on, and we have the Greenprint Initiative, which is where we work with municipalities to help them with their urban greening goals in different cities and municipalities.
Well, Healing Quest is about natural approaches to optimum health. And so scientific research has been done, which most of us haven't heard about how humans who live in under a tree canopy or in an urban forest, I guess either one of those, I'm just looking here at the results of one. It says less type 2 diabetes, our blood pressure is better, less asthma, lower overall weight, obesity, and other issues. We have better social cohesion. And all of this comes from being in this urban forest, which was just, well, first of all, it's wonderful. In 13 years, 14 years that we've been doing Healing Quest, our assumption going in was that a connection with nature was really important to human health. It's really good to find all this science that says we're right.
And it makes me happy that you're bringing this up, because I think for a long time, there's been a lot of research, and there's no secret that trees are environmental superheroes, you know?
Yes.
They clean the air, stormwater runoff, all that. But since 2000, there's been a lot of research that's went into what else do trees do for us with our health, with our mental frame of mind. And yeah, since then, there's been a lot of research of people who have access to green space or can see green space when they're in a hospital, they heal faster. Children learn better. If you want to go with shopping, people travel further to those well-greened areas and they shop more and for longer. So along with that, there are the human health benefits where people are healthier when they live in more heavily tree-canopy neighborhoods.
Well, how was the study done? How did they determine that?
Well, we did a study, and the way that we determined it is we used it's called the CHIS. It's the California Health Information Survey, and it's done by UCLA. And we took that information as well as created an image of our tree canopy cover by flying over in an airplane. And we overlaid the two. And we found that it was one of the first studies that actually looked at just trees and took out parks and bushes and shrubs and all that kind of stuff. So we compared the data to the tree canopy cover. And that's where we found that places that have, if you had more tree canopy, it's an 18% more likely that you would self-report as having better general health.
One of the women that was part of that study or wrote that study, I think it was more than one person, she's at UC Davis, is that right?
She works for UC Davis as well as for the California Department of Health Services, I believe. Yeah, it's like a dual appointment. Dr. Desiree Backman, yes.
And she had some interesting findings.
Along with the general health, what they looked at is what went into that general health. And so the expectation was that general health was additive or cumulative depending on certain things like obesity, diabetes, lower blood pressure, etc. And the study said that more canopy was associated with less instances of obesity and higher social cohesions, was marginally associated with less type 2 diabetes and asthma, and was weakly associated with lower blood pressure. So those added to better feelings of general health by the people who were in the study, which was about 4,000 adults.
Well, that's quite a few.
Yeah.
No, the fact that the canopy isn't really uniform across this area. So, and I know that's an issue that the foundation is addressing.
Yeah, so from this study, I think several great points came across. And one is that our built environment matters. We have lovely areas in Sacramento, but a lot of it is built, and a lot of these trees aren't naturally occurring. So we need a better plan for trees as infrastructure. And so what does that mean? It means expediting tree planting in the areas that need it most. Because mm-hmm. if you look to the north and the south, you're going to have less tree canopy cover, mm-hmm. as well as when we plan for the future with infill development or any kind of development, how do we put trees on the forefront of the mind instead of maybe an afterthought like mm-hmm. it is now, where you run into issues?
Well, I would think, especially with studies like this and the fact that people are actually getting involved and they can prove. I love that, you know, if you're in the hospital and you have a tree outside your window, that you recover faster than someone that doesn't.
Yeah.
It's
big.
It's very powerful.
It's big. And I think, I mean, it's always good to remember that these are obviously associations and we need more and more and more research. But we think that there's enough research by now to start advocating really, truly for trees and putting these in all areas. Because it's a thing where if we teach and educate, it's a change we can make.
It's something we have control over. And so tell people how they can get involved.
Well, you can get involved in a lot of different ways. The Sacramento Tree Foundation, where we really thrive on volunteerism. We have people that help us come out and plant trees at parks and schools and in neighborhoods. We have our Sacramento Shade Program in partnership with SMUD. So if you're a Sacramento County resident and a SMUD customer, you can get up to 10 free shade trees for your property, wow. depending on how much space you have.
Really? So yeah. What do? You just call somebody?
You call our foundation, yes, and then we would send someone to the house and they'd walk the property with you to make sure that's the right tree in the right place for the right reason, so you don't have to remove it because it's in your sidewalk or foundation or anything like that. And the trees are delivered 5 weeks later, 4 weeks later, and you plant them on your own because that's that investment that we're trying to build
right,
in
right.
our urban forest.
And these are shade trees, so it's not like you can't call the county and say, you know, hey, I'd like an apple tree and maybe a peach tree.
Not yet.
Tree.
Hopefully we can definitely, because there's obviously issues with accessibility to food that trees can help with.
Right.
And exactly.
It is some work we're doing in South Sac, but it's not countywide yet.
So are there tree planting parties that people can come be part of?
There are tree planting parties that people can be part of. Neighborwoods is our initiative where neighborhoods kind of create their urban greening priorities and decide, hey, we want to get together as a community on a day and plant a bunch of trees. And so what we would do is we would help bring the tools and the know-how mm-hmm. as well as site the trees in the right places. And we've done projects with 30 homes and 50 trees on a Saturday morning, getting the community out planting.
Wow.
Well, that sounds like fun. That sounds great. So, Matt, how do they reach you? Do you have a number or a website?
So you can reach us on the internet at www.sactree.com. So SACTREE.com or at 916-924-TREE, 8733, spells tree.
Easy to remember. Yeah. Maybe not so easy to say.
Well, I love the idea that we're recognizing trees for a lot more than, I mean, we always recognize them, but now we're seeing how really important they can be to us personally. That's fabulous.
Yeah, agree 100%.
Thank you so much for coming in and visiting with us today in the studio. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. And I'd love to come back anytime that you guys want to talk more about trees. This study that we did specifically was on adults, and we have one that hopefully will come out with child and adolescents soon.
Great. Let us know when that happens, and we'll have you back.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We've been talking with Matt Van Donsel, who's the Community Engagement Manager for the Sacramento Tree Foundation, about trees and how fabulous they are for humans as well as for the planet. So stay tuned. You're listening to Healing Quest right here on KFBK Radio. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. We'll be right back.